For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
He's gone. So Bowen, 27, was the Saints' third-round pick in 2020, appeared in 62 games over the last 4 years. Starting 14, most productive season came last year, 30 tackles, 4 for loss, 2 sacks, 4 QB hits, 2 pass defense, 1 INT. As a sub-package player, he was a core teamer for the Saints. And, he was doing his thing. And finally, the Saints found a usage for him. And they had used him mostly at the edge rusher, where he had a lot of versatility, off-ball linebacker, not so much. But when they allow him to be an edge rusher, he kind of found his niche, and his Saints took a long time before they really got to find out. They really knew that all the time, but they just didn't do it. So Zach Bowen is gone. He's now a Philadelphia Eagle, the same Philadelphia Eagles that can't just always seem to pilfer players from the Saints. They pilfer people off your special teams. Off your practice squad. They pilfer people from your squad. They pilfer your dumb hit general manager for picks. They just pilfer. They just come to the Saints and say, let's go over there and get talent. And and use that talent to get us into the playoffs and beyond. So they got Zach Bowen there, and the Saints going to have to find somewhere else to do. Also, this is another guy that the Saints had that played pretty decently for him. Lonnie Johnson Jr. is a Saint no more. Did not reach a deal with the Saints, and he heads back to the Texans. The versatile defensive back shared his love for New Orleans, announcing his own departure after not being able to come to terms with the Saints. So that's another thing. Shout out to the Saints News Network, covered it. Lonnie Johnson tried with the Saints. Saints wouldn't give him what he wanted, and he ultimately says, bye-bye, I'm heading up out of here. So he's gone. He posted on social media, showed the family base much love. The defensive back played one season in New Orleans, which was unfortunately disrupted by injury, but his impact in the locker room and play on the field made him a player many believed and earned another year with the Saints. He played well enough. He should have got another year, but I guess it just wasn't in the plans. It is unclear, but based on Johnson's social media posts, it seems like there may have been mutual interest in resigning. I tried. I promise I tried. We just couldn't get it done, he said in a post on X. He will instead reunite with the Texans, who drafted him back in 2017. He appeared in 12 games, with most involved rotations being at the dime defensive back and on special teams, but spent some time as a deep safety for the team in certain games as well. He defended 3 passes, had a pick and a fumble recovery, and New Orleans would be looking for help at the DB behind their starting secondary. The departure of Johnson and the to be seen destination of safety Jonathan Abram and Ugo Amadi leave a lot of questions unanswered of what the Saints secondary could look like and coming up. So the Saints got some work to do here. As we just seen, Zach Bowen is now gone, and Lonnie Johnson Jr. is headed to the Texans. So we see a couple of the black and gold guys head on out. So isn't that something, family? Isn't that something indeed? So anyway, very interesting, very interesting, very interesting. Let's talk about some of the other stuff, family, that have been happening. Because outside of we see a couple of our guys leaving. We see the 2-year contract that was given to DeMario Davis. We've seen them hosting Avante Maddox. We've seen that kind of stuff happen with our team. But there was a lot of stuff that was going on in the NFL landscape today. And you heard stuff like Russell Wilson agreeing to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's really interesting. And I would be very more excited about the Russell Wilson situation if Arthur Smith wasn't the offensive coordinator. I would probably be a lot more excited about that. But when I found out Arthur Smith was the OC up there, I was like, I don't know about that one. But congratulations to Russ. I do like the Russ and Tomlin pairing, though. I do like that. Anyway, one of the top things to talk about is the fact that Kirk Cousins agreed to a 4-year, $180 million contract. Boy, that's a lot of money that the Falcons gave him. I thought a lot of people thought that Justin Fields would be the guy that they leaned to, but ultimately they went, said, man, we need a veteran, a guy that can do it, because they're in a win now situation. You know, Raheem Morris is going in there. He's trying to get him a veteran to kind of lead the deal. So Kirk Cousins, time with Minnesota is over with. He agreed to a 4-year, $180 million contract with the Falcons on Monday. The deal includes a $50 million signing bonus and $90 million guaranteed over the next 2 years, with an additional $10 million guaranteed in 26 and a whopping $100 million total in guarantees. That is unbelievable. I do like Kirk Cousins. I do think Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. I just don't think he's $180 million worth of good quarterback. I'm sorry. The guy just came off an injury last year. He was playing well, but he's an older quarterback that's coming off injury. But this was a lot of money that they spent on Kirk Cousins, man. And like I said, I do like Kirk Cousins. I think bringing him there is an upgrade. Like, he upgrades their quarterback position, no doubt about it. He upgrades the quarterback position greatly. But I don't know, $180 million and for a 4-year deal. And I'm thinking, isn't Kirk Cousins like 36, 35, 36? This contract will take him into when he's 40 years old. We on some Drew Brees type mess. So I don't know, man. That'll be interesting. But he's 35. Most had expected Cousins, who's 35, to return to the Vikings, because the Vikings had just received firsthand lesson on how difficult life in the NFL would be. And Cousins, coming off a season-ending Achilles injury, instead of running it back with him, they allowed him to test free agency, and he ultimately ended up leaving. So there you go on that. So with that being said, Kirk Cousins agrees to a 4-year, $180 million contract. And what that does is that puts him in the position where it's a good move as so far as it upgrades the QB position. But my goodness, $180 million. We gave, what's his face, Derek Carr? What, we gave him $150 million? Man, my goodness, bro. We giving these guys, man, and Carr, that was a lot of money that he trucked over to Carr. I really don't know what to say about any of that, man. But anyway, let's move into some of this other stuff, family. I'm going to try not to keep y'all for very long. There's a few other things to go over in terms of the free agency stuff that's been happening for the family members. Not a lot of stuff to talk about with the black and gold, but a lot of other teams that are in better shape than us cap wise are making moves. Let me share my screen with you guys and show you. This is a live tracker, a free agency tracker update going on right now. As you can see, it's showing us live. The Texans re-signed wide receiver Noah Brown. Will go through a few of these. 49ers adding defensive end, former Panther defensive end Yetur Gross-Matos on a 2-year deal. Patriots take a 2-year deal with linebacker Sione Kitaki, whatever. I'm sorry, I'm butchering that man's name. But Chiefs among team interested in Darnell Mooney, the former Tulane wide receiver. Ravens re-signing Malik Harrison, the linebacker. You see Chiefs punter, Texans signing former Chiefs punter Tommy Townsend to a deal. And, of course, you see a few other things. Jordan Hicks signs with the Browns, the linebacker. Blake Gilligan, our guy, is with the Cardinals. Blake signed a 2-year deal, man. I was hoping the Saints come to their senses and march this other dude out of here and bring Blake Gilligan back. But Blake Gilligan found a home with the Cardinals, man. He's a good punter. Sources, Seahawks retained defensive lineman Leonard Williams and tight end Noah Fant. That's something that they broke. Dolphins agree to terms with center Aaron Brewer. Sources, Patriots add QB Jacoby Brissett. So the Pats bring Jacoby Brissett back to New England. Linebacker Akeem Davis Gaither is returning to the Bengals. Jags add free agent Hall with Ronald Darby, the cornerback. He goes there, and they signed a bunch of people. The Jags added center Mitch Morch, Morse, wide receiver Gabe Davis, safety Darnell Savage, wide receiver Devin Duvernay, and Ronald Darby, the DB, to their squad. So a lot of signings happened. The Texans agreed to terms with linebacker Azeez El-Shaair, who replaces Cashman, who left. Patriots keep their guard Mike Onwenu to a $57 million deal. So that's a guy that's off free agency in terms of the Saints looking at getting a veteran guys or perhaps veteran guys there to help them out. Jordan Brooks, the linebacker, signs with the Dolphins, and you see several other really interesting things that have happened. Oh, yeah, Austin Eckler, the running back, the former Charger running back, signed a deal, a two-year deal with the Washington Commanders. That's interesting that that happened as well. So it's a lot of stuff going on, man, to be honest with you, for this team. And also you, another big move is the Patriots trading Brian Burns to the Giants. Remember, this was a big move that happened earlier today. The Carolina Panthers traded with the Giants. They traded Brian Burns, a fantastic pass rusher, to the Giants and signing him to a $150 million deal, man. And the Burns will be guaranteed over $87 million, man. The Giants are getting a second round pick in 2024 and a fifth round pick in 25. So that's some of the stuff. A few things that's going on in the league, man. A lot of stuff popping. Just unfortunately, it's not the Saints that's going on. So not nothing from us now, as you can see. A lot of stuff going on here, man. So, man, look at that. Gardner Minshew also signs with the Raiders. They gave him back. So there's a lot of stuff going on, man. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. Ain't none of it owl black and gold, right? Oh, yeah. Look at Louisville, the linebacker from Carolina, ends up with the Washington Commanders. So a lot of crap going on. So let's keep it pushing, man. So anyway, that's a few things that's happened right now in the NFL with the going on. And of course, we still got a lot of time before stuff started really popping for the squad. So, man, listen, very interesting news today, fam. Like I said, I'm not going to try to keep y'all today, keep y'all long on this thing, man. But it is what it is. Yeah, a lot of fantastic moves, man. But like the Carolina Panthers trading Burns, that's interesting within itself. The Atlanta Falcons signing Kirk Cousins to a deal. And I know a lot of people are celebrating that. I think that's a lot of money. Hell, I think it's a lot of money what we did with Derek Carr, giving him all that stupid ass money for nothing. But listen, Cousins, who's a better quarterback? Is it Cousins or Carr, man? You know, Cousins beats the Saints. That's what he does, you know? Cousins beat Carr is what he does. So anyway, let's keep it moving, man. So shout out to the fam, man. Y'all throw some questions in the chat. We'll go from there. All right. What's up, Chosen King? King Chosen One, much love to you. Good to see you. What's up, KB? Shout out to you, brother Trey. DJ D Smooth, what's happening, man? He said, do they have money? Cap increase throughout the NFL. According to they restructured DeMario's deal, the Saints was at the time about, what, $11 million over the cap, so it hadn't fit in just yet. So that there's still time. The Saints still have several other contracts that they got to fulfill. There's several other things that they got to do. All right, Louisiana, man, much love to you. Good to see you out there. Big ups to the fam. Yeah, he says Cousins will be 36 years old with an Achilles. Yeah, I know this is a lot of money they spent on Kirk Cousins, bro. What's up, Tasha? Shout out to Tasha and the rest of the queens out there. All right, Scout. What's up, Scout? Says, I'm hoping we retain Yidam and resign a Debo long term. Be smart to retain Roach, too. But it sounded like the media thinks he will walk. Yeah. Well, we've seen Zach Bond. We've seen Lonnie Johnson Jr. Lonnie Johnson Jr. said that he really tried to make a deal work where he wanted to stay with the team. So I don't know what the vision of the team is. We're going to have to just wait and see what they are trying to do from a defensive standpoint. The thing is, they retain a lot of our older productive players. But in terms of some of our role players and guys behind, some guys are going to have to kind of step up. Isaac Yidam, to me, is a guy that deserved a contract extension. How he played well. Ugo Amadi is another guy that played well. If we get these guys back, I have no idea, man. Some of them we probably will, but I don't know exactly what the Saints are doing. James says, Q, we draft certain players and they play them out of position when they actually do good, or if they good for the star, we don't pay them and then lose them to good teams. The money tied up on Derek Carr. Yeah. They rework Carr's contract, bro, but I see what you're saying. And I agree. I don't know, man. It's just, it's they got to improve. They got to do better than that. Scout says Bryce honestly got the upside, but he don't got the talent around him. Is this the year that they build the offense around him, man? We'll see. A lot of pressures on him. What's up, brother Wallace? How you doing, man? Yeah, Derek says Cam, but productive Q. Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of Cam. Was his production was off because he had that ankle issue last year, but he should be 100% full. We know DeMario Davis is acting like he never stopped playing at all. So we'll see, man. We'll see how all this works out. Bullet family travel vlog. How much of this is players just walking away from the because they don't believe in DA? A lot of it is that. A lot of who man. So, Q, hey brother, I hear you. Yeah, he been hurt. The last he got to live up to the money. I hear you, brother. All right, he said he didn't do nothing before the before the ankle.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hear you. I got you. All right. Okay, the mic is going in and out. Okay, I'm having internet problems. All right, so anyway, fam. Listen, that's my cue. Listen, going on with the internet and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's a double standard. Dennis Allen, if you got a coach that's off code and the guy is backstabby, the guy throws his team under the bus, players that are good players are not going to want to play for the guy. And I don't care how they dress it up, but they'll try to do everything they can to blame the players, but don't put the pressure or the credit for why the team is underachieving where it belongs on the general manager and on the head coach, and in many respects on the damn owner. That's where we need to take it. That's where the focus needs to be. Dennis Allen shouldn't be a head coach with this team. He shouldn't have a job. He's not that good. And if he wins Wednesday, well, he won 9 games. This team last year was a good team. It shouldn't have lost that many games. It should have been a playoff team. But anyway, I'm going to end the stream on that, man. Listen, I appreciate all y'all for being in the stream. And much love to the fam. And listen, we're going to holler at y'all on the next one. Much love and who that to.
Yeah. Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah, like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.